The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So arriving in your body. Connecting to just this experience, what's here and now, the experience of body sensations, breath, sounds, emotions, thoughts, just really being spacious and exploring, just allowing yourself to be just as you are, kind of taking inventory in a way without any judgment or rejection of what's here. Just kind of acknowledging this is how this being is in this moment. And having acknowledged, kind of taken inventory, acknowledged how you are, it can be helpful, supportive, kind of a condition to support our practice, to relax. Relax the body and relax the mind. And it can be helpful to consciously relax the body, scan through the body, noticing where there may be areas of tension and seeing if there can be a conscious relaxation of those areas. So you might just relax the head and the face. Across the forehead, around the eyes. Relax the jaw. The neck and shoulders. Seeing if the arms and hands can soften, release, relax a bit. Relaxing the chest and upper back. All these muscles around the rib cage. And sometimes at this point in relaxing those muscles around the rib cage, for me, at least quite naturally, there's a kind of a deeper breath that can happen. And sometimes that can be supportive too, taking a deeper breath or two. And noticing how that can support relaxing those muscles, but also in some ways can support a more general bodily relaxation. And then just breathing as normal, letting go of deeper breathing and just breathing normally. Allowing a relaxation of the stomach, the abdomen, middle and lower back. The hips, the legs, the feet. And then maybe too, there's a possibility of also relaxing inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And now, how are you again? Just kind of taking inventory. How has this exploration of relaxation affected you? Maybe it supported a softening of the body, but maybe also it's affected the mind a little bit. Sometimes as we relax the body, it helps the mind to let go of some of the tension it's holding in connection with the bodily tension. There's such a tight interface, interconnection between the mind and body that letting go of bodily tension can allow a release of mental tension. And then maybe too, there can be a relaxation of the mind. Letting go of worries, concerns, thoughts about the past, future. In this next while of practicing together, there's nowhere you have to go. No one you need to be. And only just a simple connection with being in the present moment. So not that much to do. Maybe this reminder, this is a time for you, for yourself. To connect with how you are, to be with yourself. This kind of language of being with experience. I like this language. For me, it's a way of connecting with experience without feeling like I'm separated from it, just being with what's here. It also, to me, brings the nature or the quality of intimacy into the meditation. It's one way to look at what we're doing. Connecting with ourselves, being with ourselves. From the inside, very intimate kind of connection with experience. For some of you, it may be helpful to specifically connect with the experience of breathing. For some of you, it may be more helpful to just settle back and receive what wants to come into experience, being very open and receptive to what wants to show up in this moment, and allowing an intimacy or a being with that, whatever it is. These are simply different ways into connecting with your experience, seeing what supports you to be present and with yourself in this moment. What supports a condition of relaxation and ease in being with yourself? And encouraging that ease of being. Even in the moment when mindfulness returns after having been lost in thought, that moment. Before there's a kind of a judgment around having been lost in thought, the moment of mindfulness simply returning. It is an effortless moment of mindfulness. It's a very easy moment of mindfulness. So you didn't have to do anything for it. It just arose. And so there's a way that kind of being curious about what is that moment of the return of mindfulness like, and maybe touching into the ease and the effortless quality of it. It can be very supportive for us. There were stretches of time in my practice where I just got very curious about that moment. And from that perspective of curiosity, of what's it like to have that moment of effortless mindfulness return? It didn't matter how many times the mind wandered, because each time it wandered was another opportunity for that touching into the easy return of mindfulness. That sense of what it's like in that moment. And so we explore the possibility of being here, connected with our experience, the breathing, the body, the entirety of our experience. with ease. And when the mind wanders, and when the mindfulness returns, that's another opportunity. To touch into that ease.